Sports writers know the unspeakable horror of writing, so I could mention 100. My friend Karen Kraus forges a rare combination of excellence and generosity, plus the "you can do it" encouragement. Thanks to Lisa Olson, a luminous soul I'm astronomically lucky to know, for her steadfast encouragement, and to Johnette Howard, whom I adore with all might, for her outstanding presence and patience and encouragement. And to Susan Reed for her, yep, encouragement, way back when. Thanks to that glorious baseball writer, Susan Slusser, for being the glorious Susan Slusser, and for the encouragement. Aloft in the stratosphere of my cranium, there's one Mary Gwen Knapp, columnist and thinker and colossal heart, not to mention a supplier of encouragement. Thanks to Kay and Dick Culpepper, whom it would be a privilege to know even if they hadn't birthed and raised me, to Greg Culpepper, an absolutely marvelous sibling, and to Gail Treacle, the kind of inspiring aunt who would grace every life in a perfect world. Thanks to Kentuckians, to Oregonians, to New Yorkers, to Britons for their celestial wit, and to the great fans of the club Pompey, or Portsmouth, for their instructive exuberance. Admiring thanks to all the many people I've met from the nation of Columbia, a people too shining for earthly woes to occlude. Thanks to Tom and Marion Hewson for extraordinary kindness, plus Tom's soccer gurudom. To Lynn and David Gentle for Virginian hospitality in London. To Doug and Sandra Kress for soccer instruction and friendship, plus life's largest honor. To Barry Shaw and Rabbi Abujaoudi for their many human glories. And above all, thanks to my hero, Alfonso Avendano Mesa. To reside alongside such a singular soul of such humor, buoyancy, kindness, and strength counts as staggering privilege. Map description. We're looking at Great Britain, which is comprised of England and Wales to the southwest, Scotland to the north, and Ireland to the northwest. Drawing a rectangle covering the country of England, we will refer to 26 teams, many of which in the Premier League at the time of this book's publication. They are as follows: Portsmouth, Brighton, Torquay, Reading, the London teams, Fulham, Chelsea, West Ham, Charlton, Arsenal, Tottenham Hotspur, Aston Villa in Birmingham, Birmingham City, Liverpool, Everton, in Liverpool, Wigan, Leeds United, Newcastle, Bolton Wanderers, Blackburn Rovers, Blackpool, Manchester United, Manchester City, Watford, Middlesbrough, Sunderland, Preston. Author's note. An American brain might not necessarily implode when trying to comprehend English soccer, but it might reel and roil at the complexities of the standings and the schedule. We must be patient with ourselves. Not only do English professional clubs play on multiple and changing levels, but they play in multiple competitions per season, quite apart from 32 teams pursuing one Vince Lombardi trophy in the NFL, or 30 teams pursuing one commissioner's trophy in Major League Baseball. First, England's tiers. Premier League, or Premiership, 20 clubs, the top division, the most popular sports league on earth, a 38-game season from August to May. Each May, clubs finishing 18th through 20th drop to the second tier, while three clubs from the second tier rise to the summit. This is the exciting concept known as relegation, foreign to American sport. The Championship, second division. It's a mysterious name for a second division, but there you are. It has 24 clubs, three rise to the Premier League each May, and three drop to League One, third division. Again, League One is an ironic name for the third tier, which also features 24 clubs. Four suffer relegation at the end of each season,